How are you, sir?
Scott, good morning. Yeah, I heard your introduction just a moment ago, the tease on it.
Why do that? Okay, so yeah, so if people didn't hear it, my question is, why do this? You know, whenever anybody is known for something else, it's very almost perplexing to a lot of us who watch politics closely, why anybody would want to get into it. Why?
Yeah, I did give up a pretty nice job. Plus, I had to give up my ranching and my real estate business, and that was harder for me than giving up the ESPN job.
Now, I'm going to guess, and you call me cynical, that this is going to play into a storyline about sacrificing for the rest of us.
Now, you know what? I've sat around. I'm 51 years old, right, and I've enjoyed life. Mm-hmm. And what President Obama said at the prayer breakfast,
yeah,
you know, yes, I believe. I'm a Christian, too. You know, we take care of widows and orphans. But there is also a level of personal responsibility that is required of people from our Lord. So you just can't take from the rich and redistribute it and create socialism here in this country. I'm against that.
You think that's what's going on, that we have socialism?
Man, we're headed down that path, absolutely.
Give me an example.
You know what? The entitlements, 99 weeks of handouts. We're promoting a lazy mentality in this country. We're bankrupting the human spirit.
Now,
I grew up an apartment boy, and I saw the opportunities in front of me, Scott.
Yeah.
And the country said, go get it, Craig. Go get it. Whatever you can do, whether it's $1 or $100,
right,
it doesn't matter. It's that earned success that a person gets from accomplishing something.
Right, I'm with you. I grew up in a sharecropper shack here, you know, in Southeast Texas, you know, so I know all about it. Now, here I am on the radio somehow. I'm not sure how that worked. But bottom line is, yeah, you work, you get out there, and you try to succeed. But at the same time, when we talk about unemployment benefits, we're not talking about people who, in a general sense, we're not talking about people who were fired. We're talking about people who were laid off. It wasn't their fault that they don't have a job. And so a lot of people might say, and you've probably heard this criticism, it's very heartless to say that they shouldn't get those benefits or they shouldn't get them for that long.
No, they should have help and assistance, but 99 weeks is a long time, and that's too long. I think we help people by providing them jobs. A strong family begins with a job.
Yeah.
We get the government out of our lives, out of our businesses. I'm telling you, when people talk about uncertainty, uncertainty has killed me in my ranching and real estate business. It's taken away my buyers. We spend $1.7 trillion a year living up to the federal regulations in business. That's absurd. So if we get rid of those things, we provide jobs for those people.
Mm-hmm. You say that it's uncertainty, but the regulations are what they are. You know what they are. That's not uncertainty, right?
Scott, they're going to change. Mm-hmm. We have no idea. They keep kicking the can down the road on all kinds of things. So that's uncertainty. We have no idea what the next law is going to be, what the next corporate tax rate is going to be, what the next requirement is going to be when you get into business on a deal. It's hard enough to make money with certain times, let alone times whenever you got Congress and a president who are changing the rules by the month.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, that we get into this really heated discussion, right, about the regulations and how much regulation we ought to have in this country, and the uncertainty. That's a theme I hear over and over again from business leaders, and you know, I hear from a lot of people who are sympathetic to that. But at the same time, a lot of people will say we've got these are the estimates, about $5 trillion just sitting on the sidelines in this economy. You know, big companies that are holding on to their capital, and some people say you can't blame them because they don't know what's going to happen. But on the other end of it, you hear from people who say, and I get these emails from people who say, look, my company's been downsized. I have to do the job now of three people, whereas I used to do the job of just me. So these companies are getting a lot more productivity from the workers that they still have. And so there are those who would argue that it seems like the companies, the quote unquote job creators, are not creating jobs. They're just giving jobs that already existed to fewer people. See what I'm saying? They're getting more productivity out of the average American who still has a job. And so some people argue that amounts to greed because they have the money to hire more people. They're just not doing it.
Yeah. And you know what? What it's done is it's forced many business owners, employers to become better businessmen and to make sure that people are being productive. But here's the big picture, Scott. Right now, we're the world's number one producer of products, manufacturing products. We produce 21% of all the goods. 95% of our buyers of products are outside our United States borders. So in order for us to meet and go get those things, we need good free trade agreements, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we need to ramp up and hire more people and get that $5 trillion off the sidelines so that we can go provide products to the world, and that helps our economy.
I want to go through some of these red meat issues with you one by one. You know, GOP primary voters want to know this stuff. Let me do that straight ahead with Craig James here. It is 919 News 92 FM.